9 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466920 through 466973. No warrants, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, March 21st, 2022, and executive session minutes for March 21st, 2022.
No questions on any?
No,
I don't.
Okay. Move to approve executive session minutes for March 21st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes March 21st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Morning. I'll start with a quick COVID update. According to the CDC, we are a county of low transmission rate at this moment, so that's good news. We're averaging about 2 new cases a day, and that's as of this morning. As far as our vaccine status goes, we are seeing of our total population, about 41% have completed the series, with 46 that have initiated. Of note is that our mass vaccine clinic that was out at the Branson Meadows has now closed, and that's largely due to the demand in the county. So we're offering those vaccines back in our offices, both Branson and Forsyth. And I would note that our Forsyth office is open at this point in time. Excuse me, so the public is able to go in there. I know there were some questions that we'd had in the community if we're open or not there. We are indeed open and have been open in Forsyth for quite some time. So. If anybody is looking for those COVID vaccines, we still have those available. Another thing of interest is that we are hiring at this point in time. We've got several positions that are open. So our environmental health team is short 2 inspectors, so we are working through that at the moment. But we'll be interviewing for most of these positions. We are gearing up for our pool season, which is over the summer, so we typically hire 2 pool interns to help us with that. So those are part-time positions that we will be looking to fill in the near future. And then also with our WIC program, the Women, Infant, and Children program, we have a couple of new items that are of interest to anybody that's participating in that program, and that the state has increased the fruit and vegetable package so that individuals can actually purchase more fruit and vegetables. So that's added on to their food package, and then they can get that on the cards that they use in the grocery stores. And then also, new this year, the State Health Department WIC program is going to be partnering with local farmers markets, where you can actually use your WIC card at farmers markets if the farmer market participates. And so that program kicks off into our local farmers markets and inviting them to participate in that. And I believe the State Health Department will also be reaching out to them to notify them that they're eligible to participate in that program. So that is something new that's occurring. I do want to give a real quick environmental health update. So right now, we're in the midst of our food permits, so we are sending out those invoices to all of our restaurants throughout the county, and then, of course, they pass an inspection and get their health permit. So that is ongoing at the moment. The 21 health permits for food will end here in the near future, so we start proactively on that, but that's ongoing at the moment. We do have something new that we are launching. We've got a couple of new YouTube videos And this is largely for education purposes. And so we have found over the course of the last couple of years that it is kind of challenging for folks to get out for education. And there are a lot of questions around things like pools. And so we're actually going to we typically have a pool school that's in person where we invite folks to come and learn about how to properly operate pools. And so we are going to be doing that in a YouTube series so that people can access that and have that for their reference at any point in time. So that's something new that we'll be adding. And then we're just going to add on to those education series as we see a need for additional education. We find that sometimes it's hard for folks to wait for an actual class to come around, and so it's easier if we've got that online. They can access at any point in time, and it is a YouTube series, but we've also got some of those posted on our website. So anytime we release a new video, they can go there to see it first, and then it'll be on our YouTube channel. And then also, our inspectors wanted me to let you all know that we are seeing an increase in new business applications, so that's good news. We're having a lot of pre-open inspections that are occurring right now because of new facilities opening, and that really spans the entire county, so that's good news. We also just received a grant. We're waiting to receive the actual contract in the mail from the State Health Department, but it did total about $254,000. And the goal with that is to purchase a mobile unit where we can go out to throughout the county with a mobile vehicle and provide services. So we're looking to bring that out to, you know, the eastern side of the county, also some of our locations that we know where folks are having barriers with transportation or maybe just are not aware of the health department or have troubles getting to us. So we're going to be going out in a mobile fashion when we get that grant contract executed. So we're waiting for that. We'll be really excited, and we'll also be looking for locations to take that and community organizations to partner with that might have good groups of people that would benefit from those services. And then the last thing is that we do have a bilingual liaison. That's a position we hired, I would say, at least 6 months ago. And so just to let the community know that we are out in the community, our bilingual liaison is fluent in Spanish, and so his name is Omar. So you'll probably see him out and about in the community, and he helps translate with our WIC and our clinical clients, and then also just connecting our services out in the Spanish-speaking community. Any questions? We're up to a lot, and we're glad it's not all COVID. So, also of note, I forgot to put this on here, but in April we will have a new board member, Heather Burney. She's a local pharmacist in town. And she also works very closely with Faith Community Health. She's very involved in our community. She filed for candidacy back in December, and there was no one that ran opposed to her. So once she's sworn in April, we'll have a new board member in the near future.
Who, what position? Who didn't rerun or who did?
We had one of our board members resigned.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was publicized?
I'd have to check on that.
I would assume it had to be.
Yes, the candidacy, yes. That was publicized in the newspaper. We ran it for 3 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just a note on the COVID, and it's great that that we are down, but they had it on the national news about that if you have symptoms of COVID at all, to not wait too late to seek medical attention because they think it's not very severe, that people are not doing that. And they're going too late, and we just experienced that here in Taney County, and we'll be going to a funeral tomorrow.
Yes. Well, we still offer testing that's free to the community at the health department. Mm-hmm. It's one of the rapid tests, and so if anybody is looking for those, it's free of charge. They can call and get that if they're, you know, we're kind of in that, is it allergies, is it COVID season? Mm-hmm. So when in doubt, we always have that available to the public. Right now, it's very available. We're not seeing a high demand for it.
So they still can call and go to mm-hmm. the health department like
yes.
them.
And okay. that's at our Branson office. And then part of these grant dollars that we were just awarded will go to the purchase of some additional rapid testing machines so we can have that in Forsyth and then also on the vehicle is the plan for that. But those are certainly available to anybody in our community that might be in question or want a test.
Will the mobile vehicle be able to offer COVID shots for the
That is our plan, and of course we're looking at this as a long-term investment into the health department. So it will have a medical grade cooler on it so we can have other vaccines. So whether it's childhood vaccine, shingles, or whatever the vaccine need is at the moment, we want to be sure that it's a vehicle that we can use for more than just COVID, but it will certainly provide, we'll certainly have those available, and then we'll also have a machine for testing on there too. But our goal is to also at some point outfit it with the ability for seeing WIC clients. Also, our hope is that we can work to just get some of our other clinical services out there in the community. We realize that in today's day and age, it's sometimes challenging for people to actually come to us, and so we want to be sure that we're serving our community and reaching all corners of our county as best we can.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Service agreement for whole body scanner number 22-030, Sheriff. I've received a letter dated March 24th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is Tech 84 Incorporated in Taney County. You know, there's some concerns.
Forget how old is this machine now?
We got it year before last.
Okay. Are you familiar with the two options?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, we could take a gamble and go with the second option, but if you look, just one of the X-ray source intercepts, that one part is $11,000 to replace it. They charge $175 an hour if we go with that option. If you look down the price list of parts, it could cost considerably more to repair it than it would if we go with the option A.
Option A for $8,500.
$8,500 is all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if it doesn't break down, then...
Well, but you're still getting your preventive maintenance software systems and
yes.
Radiation safety service. I mean, so you're
yes.
You're still receiving services.
Right.
And by receiving those services, it may prevent it from breaking down to cost some of those other parts.
Correct.
But if something were to break down, it'd still be covered under the...
Correct. It's all-inclusive.
How many years is this one? Is this... I'm trying to find it.
It's annually.
I didn't know if it was something that, as the years goes on, the machine, are they going to increase the
that I don't
annual
know
service
because this
agreement?
This was purchased before I was in this position, so I don't know on that.
Is the $8,500 an annual cost?
Yes.
I thought that was what your question was. It wasn't.
No, my question is, okay, we do that this year. Next year, the machine's a year older. Is it going to be
$8,500 or is it going to go
again,
up?
Or is it going to be another?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't know how lifespans usually on this equipment.
No.
I'm not crazy about the word gamble, so I would recommend. That's right. So I would think option one would be the safer one, and maybe cheaper in the long run.
Unless next year they raise it.
We deal with that next year.
True.
Yeah, I think option one would be the safe bet here.
How much was the machine to begin with? I forget.
It was I think it was 160,000. Yeah, it was well over 100,000, I know that.